And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Like a lifeguard blowing their whistle and ordering a group of unruly children out of a pool, the state Supreme Court did the right thing last week when it took charge of a raft of competing lawsuits involving the most recent collection of gerrymandered electoral maps produced by the General Assembly. In addition to delaying the scheduled March 22 primary to May, the court froze the candidate filing period, gave a trial court a little over a month to hear two constitutional challenges to the maps, and prescribed a process that will allow it, the Supreme Court, to have the final say in the matter in a timely fashion. That such an action was desperately needed was painfully obvious from the moment the blatantly rigged maps, which had been drawn hastily and in secret, were unveiled a few weeks back. The chaotic situation that ensued, with conflicting court rulings and candidates madly racing to file to run in scores of crazy new districts, only made it more so. North Carolina is fortunate to have a Supreme Court willing and able to clean up the mess. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.